hands. So be careful. When it's time to talk, you talk at the right time. So I'm glad to welcome you to this Friday morning coffee. Today is the 13th of November. Usually it's called a Black Friday, but when a Friday falls on a 13th, but I'm happy. It's a bright day. I'm wearing white. I'm very happy. So I want you all to smile. So without wasting time, I'd like you to tell us if you have a visitor. Anybody with a visitor to introduce this morning? Anybody new on campus? This is your time. And there's a piece after this, so if you keep quiet, you get to know the names of your visitors and get to know why they are here. And you answer the piece, and maybe you'll get something after that.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to show you how to get up. This morning, I have two ladies to introduce who are coming on the Africa Disaster Challenge Fund. There's something about them. They are also co-founded by the International Foundation for Science. So there's what we put in and there's what IFS put in. So that's a good thing. So my media helps. We have Lily Makomo. She's from Cameroon. Then next we have Fatima Mzingirwa, she's from Kenya. So I'll give them a chance to tell us where they are and what brings them to work here and for how long they'll be here. So feel welcome, this is the usual meeting, the Friday P. So don't get scared, you'll see more visitors. Please say you are welcome. And of course today we have the DJ around, so you have to talk to me.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I'm Gigi Makombu. I'm a lecturer at the University of Bunia. I'm working on ecological and molecular identification of freshwater pond of the genus Macrobronchium in South Region of Cameroon. And the main part of the work that we developed here in Kenya will be on molecular classification. I'll be here for 9 months. I'm being asked to say it. My supervisor is Dr. Denis Mujibi and Dr. Wellington Ikea. Thank you so much. Okay. Good morning. I'm Fatuma Mzingira. I'm working with the Kenya Marine and Fisheries Research Institute in Mombasa. I'm a scientist there, so I'll be here for 9 months working on fish connectivity of Leprinus macena. It's a food fish and mainly in the marine waters. So I'll be looking at its connectivity in the marine protected areas, that is the marine parks and reserves, and comparing in the adjacent fishing zones in Kenya. Thank you.
Okay, let's give them an applause. Those are very strong ladies working with the waters and the coast, yeah. Very far apart. So feel welcome.
So next, anybody with a visitor? New staff on campus? I have visitors, but I'm told they're in a meeting, so and they're not ready to come to be introduced, so let's maybe wait for somebody from another department. Jack, I haven't seen you for long.
I hope the interest is not implying that I haven't been here and haven't come, that I'm now a visitor. Not a lot to say except that I've been away for quite a while. hasn't been tolerated, mostly several CG things that are going on at the present time. I'm here for a few days and then I travel again. So it's been a busy time in the CGIAR. I hope to be back on time to have a town hall on the 23rd, and I'll tell you all about it then. But it's good to see the Avery family this morning, and I'm glad to see rules imposed where people are quiet so you can listen to what Friday morning coffee is all about. It's good to see all of you. Nice weather here, and I'll talk with you more on the 23rd.
Thank you.
Atlas for Jimmy.
Okay, going one. Anybody?
Someone is hiding, and I know he is. Vanessa. Okay, he doesn't have any workshop this week.
Good morning, everybody. I know you're wondering why I'm standing here. I'm not coming to announce anything to do with finance. But my name is Samuel Bomoja from the finance team. But I wanted to make an announcement concerning an ongoing tournament that is featured every year in the American Theater. We started this tournament last week on Wednesday, and we've been seeing so much happening at the pitch. One team that really is frustrating the others is Becker team. I wonder how it seems like we are featuring people from all countries in Africa or so, but it's among the teams that are really playing very well. So we are adding all of you, if you can. You can join us from 5 p.m. at the pitch as fans to continue congratulating the team that you work with. This is a way of having a cohesion in the building. So come and join us at the pitch. Today the match is between the security team and the people rules. So if you want to see an interesting match, come today. Thank you. Okay, Beatrice is from the ladies' team. So she's saying also the ladies' team will feature. I don't know which team. So we will wait and see that. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Beatrice. When I joined the Always, which is a representative for Asia, every time I came to Nairobi, in the days when Bruce used to be MC at Friday Morning Coffee, he insisted that I say something about what was happening in Malaysia. And this week, we have one of our regional representatives, Mr. Dube, from Southern Africa, visiting the campus. So I'm going to keep Bruce's tradition going, and I'm going to ask Scalazzo just to take 2 minutes to tell us about what's happening in Ilwe in Southern Africa. Scalazzo.
Thanks, Lee, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's always good to be at Dewey, the main campus. I was actually crossing out my name in the morning when I went for breakfast. It was written Dewey guest. So I told them I'm not a guest at Dewey, I'm a Dewey staff. So it's good to be here. What are we doing in the region? You probably know that we have a number of projects in the region. And we would like to see more of you in the region. We have the Zimkis project in Zimbabwe on forages, crop life of integration that we are doing in Zimbabwe. We also have a project that we're working on on small stock in Botswana. And we have a food safety project in Zambia. And we sit on the steering committee of the grass beef project in South Africa, which is funded by ASEA, which we're part of developing initially. So last week, that project was launched by the Australian ambassador to South Africa, and I was at that meeting. And we also have this was a big project that we work on in Swaziland, looking at the issues of market and market access there. We also are involved in a big project in Mozambique, the agriculture project, and we are in the red meat value chain that is called PROSO in Mozambique. And With all your skills and efforts, we'd like to see you engage with us in the region, and I'll make every effort to engage with you. We still hear and give in the region. I highlighted that to Jim this morning when I meeting with him. So he's still in the region, and that's where you should be. You welcome Southern Africa. It's very hot, and you know he's with us. Thank you.
Close out. Okay, I have a short story. There's a lady who went to see a doctor. She had been sick for a long time, and she was, every time she went, she was given medicine. She was asthmatic, and she was given that inhaler. You all know that? And you know how to use it? So this lady went, she was given the first time. She went home after 4 weeks. She goes, my asthma is not going away. So the doctor said, can you show me how you use it? She goes to her handbag, removes it. Did you see that? So it's always good to follow instructions, always good to be attentive. And that's why her asthma was not getting cured, because she was doing the wrong thing. Instead of inhaling, she was using it as a